Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Is this the biggest red flag in a marriage? Let's have a quick debate before we get to the giant hill that Jackson is going to conquer for 2025.
Oh, Jackson exercising? Finally.
Oh, my God.
Out the gate. We've been meaning to tell you.
Wow. All right. Hot start.
Yeah, hot start. All right. So this is coming from the I've Had It podcast, and they are breaking down what they believe to be the biggest red flag in a marriage.
I think that the biggest red flag in a marriage, I mean, the biggest bar none, is a vow renewal. I think that's number one.
Okay.
Like, I know immediately within 5 years, you're going to be divorced. Like, it's not even close. Bad has happened.
I love this list. Number three.
The communicating on the internet, like a post, like if I open up my phone on February 14th and there is a 3-paragraph ode to how wonderful he is and how much you love him, I immediately know something's up. I immediately know.
I agree. I think that is right up there splitting hairs with vow renewal.
Now the post, the lengthy post, I've always ascribed to the fact that the longer the post,
the shorter the relationship.
Exactly. There's like a happy medium. There's like too short, there's too long, and then there's the Goldilocks of captions just right with it's not too serious, a little sense of humor. And if anybody ever says anything like, you know, all the ups and downs we've gone through, like if they start mentioning the trials, tribulations, blah, 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 it's like, yeah, this one's doomed. But the vow renewal, that one threw me for a loop.
I don't get that. Why would that be toxic or a red flag?
Because for some, if there is trouble in paradise, a quick fix would be a vow renewal. Reinvigorate the relationship, to re-solidify the love that the couple has.
Bring back all those good wedding emotions.
Yes. And I mean, obviously, I gave up the Real Housewives a long time ago, but Real Housewives of the OC, Shannon, did a vow renewal with her husband, and let's just say they're no longer together.
Okay.
So that's just one example, but I found that very interesting that vow renewal for them was number one.
I feel like it could be 50-50. Like, it's a way to celebrate where you are in your life and your marriage, and maybe you want your kids there, so it's kind of like you're reliving your wedding, but with all of your kids and your family. So I feel like there's a category for those people where it really is just a celebration of everything they've accomplished together. But then I do kind of feel like after the age of 45, it's sort of like the having a baby to save your marriage type trope. It does kind of give that energy.
I always saw it as a flex, like as like, wow, we still in love, we still married, we still getting it. I never realized that people did it as a little trouble in paradise type thing.
So I just did a quick Google. And from Reality T, vow renewals that were the kiss of death for Real Housewives couples. So there is more than one.
Oh.
The first one, Shannon and David, which I watched. Then Cynthia and Thomas from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Peter Thomas. They did a vow renewal and ended up divorced. I forgot about Vicky and Dawn from the Real Housewives of the OC. They were one of the first ones to do a vow renewal, and they ended in divorce. Apparently Bronwyn and Sean From the Real Housewives of the OC's having issues.
Maybe the reality TV is the actual bad luck.
That's the common denominator. The disclaimer here is Real Housewives getting vow renewals.
Ramona and Mario from the Real Housewives of New York, they did a vow renewal and also got a divorce. So just throw that out there.
Okay.
Just throw that out there. Jackson, you had several options of massive hills, metaphorically, that you wanted to conquer in 2025, and you were going to choose one. Can you please rehash your options? And you have come up with a decision.
Yeah. So 2025 for me is a big year of challenging myself. There's a lot of milestones that I think are ahead of me. And I feel like in preparation for some of these milestones, it's good to just start the year off and get my head right, you know? And so I was inspired by, I think, local Atlanta entrepreneur Jesse Itzler, who apparently, learning that Bert has a professional relationship with, knows him in person. And he always talks about this thing called the Misogi. Okay. This is a Japanese tradition where it's cleansing through mental or physical hardship. Okay. And he says to pick one big battle to conquer every year. So that way at the end of the year, you can look back and no matter what happened that year, you have that one thing that you can look back on that you accomplished.
I like that.
Life.
Life.
Can we just choose life?
Yeah. Can my big challenge be Monday?
Yeah. Survival, right?
This year is starting.
Hey, but yesterday was the last Monday of January.
Oh, thank God.
Right?
This month has been forever. Anyway, so I came up with my three that I was considering doing. I came in here last week and asked for, you know, what do you guys think that I should do? And those three things were either committing and running a half marathon, completing the Murph challenge, which is running a mile, doing 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and then running another mile. Mm-hmm. It's a CrossFit challenge. And the third one is more mental, is a darkness retreat. Okay? And I've made my decision on what I'm going to do this year.
I said you're still young and have your knees, so you need to be doing a half marathon.
Yeah, the votes were mixed as to what I should do. And so I've decided that I'm going to conquer two hills this year.
Oh! Why are you doing this to yourself?
Because I feel like they kind of go hand in hand. And I'm going to do a half marathon, and I'm going to complete the Murph.
Are you?
Yes. I've completely committed myself to both of these things. And because I was thinking the half marathon, I'm fairly confident in my ability to get to a point where I can do that one. I think the harder part is actually signing up for a race and like committing to a day. There's a difference between going out on a run and feeling, you know, exceptionally good that day and feeling like you can go longer that day specifically versus like having to train specifically for a specific day where it's game day. You have to perform on that day is a very different type of challenge for yourself.
Do you know which half marathon you're going to do?
Not yet. I know
that. How long you're going to train for it?
Yeah, so it'll definitely be sometime probably summer or later. I need to give myself at least 5 or 6 months to train up for this. I have been running a little bit as the year has started, but I also don't want to commit myself.
Running down the hall to get on the air for your segment doesn't constitute cardio.
And being embarrassingly out of breath. but I don't want to focus all the way on that because I also want to do a lot of strength training as well. And so that's where the, you know, part for the Murph actually comes in. I went through a big phase in my life where when I was really fit and working out a lot, that calisthenics specifically was kind of my go-to workout regimen during that time. And so I'd love to kind of get back into that, and the Murph kind of ties in perfectly with that.
So you're going to do Murph first, or are you going to do half marathon first?
So I'm thinking for the Murph is just attempting one, like in the next month, just to see what the baseline is at.
Oh, all right.
And then doing one maybe 3 months from now, and then one at the end of the year to kind of see how I've progressed. And then for the half marathon, I'm going to have to figure out a race. Maybe I think the Peachtree, besides the 10K, they have a half marathon part. I think the Publix does one in Atlanta as well.
They do. It's hard to get into the Peachtree one.
Yeah, that one definitely takes a little bit more foresight. But
so I just looked up all the half marathons happening in Atlanta over the next year, and there's one in March and there's one in November. So November, I feel like, is an easy goal date.
That is true. It's right before the holidays, so there's hopefully a lot of good things that are happening prior to then. So
and it's not too hot.
Yeah, that's also a huge one for sure.
That's the big one.
For sure. Yeah, so I've got my work cut out for me for sure. I've had a really awesome start to the year as far as my fitness has gone and, you know, with meal prep as well as going to the gym very consistently. And so as long as I keep up on the same track, I really think that I've got a good shot at both of these.
All right, well, you said it on air, so if you don't do it, you're a failure.
This is true.
The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.